We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
I was donkey up the
day. Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm not trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Jess Hilarious, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, July 19th goes to police and a hospital in the city of Padua. I believe I pronounced that right. Actually, I think I pronounced that right. I don't believe I did at all. Okay, in fact, I probably didn't. But Padua, it's a city in Italy. And their police need to be held accountable for the injustice that occurred to a 40-year-old woman who has not been named. And this is one of those times where her name should not be mentioned because we must protect the innocent. Even though police and this hospital are trying to hold her accountable and make her guilty, when I don't think she should be in jail at all. In fact, I believe she should be celebrated for what she has done. All right, let me just start with the headline, courtesy of the Daily Mail, okay? The headline is, sexual healing wife disguises herself as a doctor so she can sneak into Italian hospital ward and have sex with her husband. Drop one of Clues bombs for this queen. She snuck into the hospital so she could do some squat thrusts in a cucumber patch with her husband, okay? All I ever hear about Italy is that it is one of the most romantic places in the world, okay? They talk about the breathtaking landscape and the stunning views of the Mediterranean Sea, the delicious seafood, and the magical culture that draws people in. All of that sounds amazing and very romantic, but nothing I've heard about Italy sounds more romantic than this story. This wife, this spouse, this partner, this mate, this queen, this rib, this bride, this epitome of a better half stole a doctor's medical gown to sneak into a hospital ward so she could have sex with her husband. She boarded the beef bus in the ER for her king. A nurse walked into the ER and found this queen half naked, hunching on her husband while he was on the hospital gurney. I have nothing but respect for this woman because she had needs, her husband had needs. She didn't cheat, he didn't cheat because clearly he couldn't. But they didn't look for any banana in the fruit salad from outside sources. Okay, now the reason I'm giving the police donkey of the day and the hospital was because the hospital questioned her and she tried to claim she was part of the medical staff but was detained and handed over to police. Now, I know what y'all saying. Charlamagne, impersonating a doctor is illegal. Well, how come you not in jail? You never did a little role playing. We all been playing doctor with each other since we was kids. Okay, y'all mad because his wife took it a step further and got a professional doctor's outfit and actually snuck into the hospital and role played with her husband who was actually in the ER surrounded by patients. And in front of all those patients, she started batter dipping the corn dog and she is being punished and arrested for that. This is what happens when you take prayer out of schools. Okay, we don't even recognize God anymore, all right? Hospital medics said the woman was intoxicated. So what? Italian wine is the best, all right? Wine and romance go hand in hand. What's next? She's going to be chastised for lighting some candles in the hospital, throwing some rose petals on the hospital floor. I am appalled at how this wife is being treated for showing up for her husband. Free her, okay? We always yelling free such and such for people who probably deserve to be locked up, but this woman really should be free. In fact, she should have never been arrested in the first place. This wife even removed the IV from her husband's hand so he could more easily play in the box the kids came in. Look, I understand the woman has been removed. I understand the woman had been removed from the premises before because she was harassing the staff, but she wanted to see her boo. Okay, her husband's in the ER and she had an itch that needed to be scratched, or in the words of Sukiyana, a poom poom that needed to be scratched. So she decided to re-enter the premises by stealing a medic's white coat so she could slip into the ER unchallenged to get to her husband, and boom! Hot beef injection. I don't see the problem with any of this. Not one single solitary issue. And the police had the nerve to arrest this woman and charge her with receiving of stolen goods, unauthorized practice of a profession, and impersonation. Malarkey. All right? This woman needs to get a medal, a proclamation, Wife of the Year Award. All right? The bar for being a wife has been raised tremendously. This should be added to wedding vows. For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish, to sneak into hospitals when I'm in the ER until we are parted by death. All heroes are not kings of highly advanced African nations with endless supplies of vibranium. Please give the hospital and the police in Padua, Italy, who arrested this woman for having sex with her husband in the hospital, the biggest hee-haw. We used to be a world. We really used to be a world, man. Mm-hmm. This woman should be wife of the year. Some of y'all won't even split the bill with your significant other, nonetheless sneak into a hospital to have sex with them while they in the ER. Oof.
You do that for your boo.
Excuse me? I don't even like how you said that, bro.
I just want to know what boo he...
Exactly.
Yeah, I didn't feel like he was referring to your wife.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
You wouldn't do that for your bae?
For my wife? Yes.
Are you?
That's all I'm asking. Yes.
That's all I'm asking. I'm just asking, would you do it for your boo?
Who's the boo?
My wife. Okay. Just asking. All right. You would want Gia to do that for you, right?
Of course.
Okay. I'm just saying.
My boo would do it for me.
But my question is, like, how long was he in the emergency room?
I don't like how you.
I'm just. You said it, not me. I'm just asking a question.
Chris, you feel this, right?
I do feel it.
Okay,
what you feel?
I don't feel nothing.
A little tension.
You just said you felt it,
man. Let me save this. I'm gonna save this. Let me save this.
Say what you mean. What you say? That's what I'm saying. You just said you play doctor. I'm just asking. All right.
Not this pathway.
Evil spirits away from me. All right.
Just asking a question.
This boy here, man. Lord have mercy.
All right. Now,
you wouldn't do that for your significant other, though?
I said I would.
Yes, man.
But how long is he in the emergency room? Like, they couldn't, guess not, he couldn't wait.
So let's open up the phone lines.
Or he might be dying. We don't know. Okay. That might be the last hurrah.
Would you do that for your significant other? 800-585-1051. Bae is in the hospital.
ER.
In the ER.
Mm.
You know, need some sexual healing.
You need to get stretched.
They need to go to Pound Town.
Need to get stretched. Need to go to Pound Town.
Whatever you young kids are saying nowadays.
You might need a check.
That just needs to be a meme.
Grow up, y'all. Grow up, Chris. Grow up.
Would you do it?
800-585-1051. Would you sneak into the hospital to take care of Bae? Let's talk about this.
We ain't even talk BET peace though.
Oh, BET. See y'all later.
Yeah, peace. Bye, BET. The credits is rolling.
That's right. Now that is the question. 800-585-1051. Let's discuss it. The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.